Today on A Moment of Science, we'll be talking about... Hey, Yael, what's that noise?
It's John, our engineer. I think he's having a nervous breakdown.
No way, Yael. That's impossible.
Just look at him, Don. He's all tired and disheveled, as if he hasn't slept for days. And earlier, I heard him muttering to himself about how much he hates his job. And you know how much John normally loves helping us do A Moment of Science.
Well, with coworkers like us...
I'm telling you, Don, he's going to snap. He just isn't himself.
That may be, but he's not having a nervous breakdown.
What are you, a psychiatrist?
Well, maybe if I were a psychiatrist, you'd believe me when I tell you that there's no such thing as a nervous breakdown. It's an inexact and unscientific term that's no longer used in psychiatry. Saying someone is having a nervous breakdown is similar to saying that someone has cancer without specifying what kind of cancer it is. Modern science is a lot more precise.
So what do you think is going on with John?
What am I, a psychiatrist?
Hey, be nice.
The truth is that I don't know. John can be suffering from depression, panic attacks, schizophrenia, or a variety of stress disorders. The interesting thing is that he's definitely not alone. A third of Americans surveyed report that they felt on the verge of a nervous breakdown at some point in their lives.
Wow, that's pretty bleak.
Hey guys, I'm just fooling around.
John!
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.